This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics is no longer a bad word after the postal survey. And last week, Carolyn Dean from the ABS spoke at Better Together 2018, sharing the evidence they found in the 2016 census about our communities around the nation. This was the first census where you could specify your gender as something other than male or female, giving us a stronger picture of where our gender diverse communities sit in our national picture.
In Australia in 2016, we measured 46,800 same-sex couples in the census. Now, they're couples who are living together. That's not about sexual orientation. We don't capture that in the census, but they're people of the same sex who are living together and identify as couples. And of those, slightly more were male same-sex couples, 51%. Now, what you might not know is that we've been able to compile this data over the last 20 years, and they have more than quadrupled since that was first measured in 1996. I've got a state breakdown of the same-sex couples. There is quite a different proportion of same-sex couples across the country. The place where there are most people identifying same-sex couples was in the ACT, where it represents 1.4% of all couples, followed by New South Wales and Victoria, about 1% each, and then South Australia and Western Australia, the lower. I do want to touch briefly on the sex and gender diversity as we capture it in the census. Many of you may be aware of the Australian Government guidelines on the recognition of sex and gender, which require all government departments to interact with people in a way that recognises that there is sex and gender diversity. And of course, at the Bureau of Statistics and in the census, we wanted to make that happen. Unfortunately, we didn't make it easy for you, but we did provide options through an online form and also through the paper form. And as I said, we didn't make it easy for you to be able to identify as a sex or gender other than male or female. Online, you had to register for a special code, and then when you did, you were able to tick the box that said other, and then you're able to specify the other sex or gender that you're most comfortable with. We also had a handout that told you what to do if you wanted to do that on the paper form. So with the strong caveat that it was difficult and we don't see that the numbers are accurate measure of people who truly identify as sex and gender diverse, I will give you some numbers. There were, across Australia, 1,300 valid and intentional people who identified as a sex or gender other than male or female, and that represents a rate of 5 per 100,000. We expect that is a fairly significant undercount. There are another 2,400 that possibly identified with a sex or gender other than male or female, but in some cases that may have been a mistake, particularly on the online form where people might have ticked both boxes. And then there were another 6,500 who identified as other, but then when we manually reviewed, we found that wasn't the case. But we do think that based on the procedures that we had in place in 2016, that the maximum possible number were 3,700 across Australia. And I will, with that strong caveat that that's not representative, I'll give you a bit of a clue of how people did respond when they ticked other. And the largest number were people who just ticked the other box and didn't further define. That was about a third. Then there were another nearly 30% who reported they were transgender, including trans male or trans female, and then non-binary and another gender. And a small proportion, but still an important proportion, of about 3% who identified that they were intersex. And what we see is that that was an important first step of trying to capture sex and gender diversity in an official document. And what we want to do now is lead the way forward into the next census in 2021 to see how we can better capture that and reflect the makeup of the Australian community.
The ABS are responsible for managing the consultation in the census in 2021. And while that may seem a while away, they are starting their engagement process shortly, opening their formal submission from April to June this year. So if you are interested in having a say in what is in the 2021 census, then head to the ABS website and get in touch so that what is collected in the next census is representative of the whole LGBTI community of Australia.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.